What about the chemical structure of these compounds and the presumed mechanisms? Are they kind of the same or different?
Well, I think Greg was hitting on this earlier, that crizotinib was designed to be kind of a multi-kinase inhibitor, whereas LDK, although it does inhibit other kinases, its primary mode of action is going to be against ALK. It's not thought that this might be a drug in the ROS population, for example, where crizotinib seems to be a little bit more promiscuous in that sense.
That's interesting. Are there, just out of curiosity, John, are there other drugs that are, I mean, ROS is even less common. I'm not sure how easy it is to get data on that. But what about these drugs and developments of strategies in ROS tumors?
Yeah, well, you know, if you look at the evolutionary tree, it turns out that ALK's kinase domain and ROS are actually pretty similar to one another, so it's not surprising that drugs that hit one often hit the other. And so if you look at all the different ALK drugs, most of them have at least some activity against ROS, but as David and Greg were mentioning, this new generation where they really are focusing the drug development specifically on ALK, that's why we've got more potent ones that are more specific. You know, for ROS, there's a handful of drugs that were out there already that have activity. So besides crizotinib, there was a drug called furetinib, for example, that's got activity against ROS. That's going into clinical testing right now as part of the Lung Cancer Mutation Consortium. That's one of the populations. And there's a couple of others that are out there. So now I think there's six or seven different ROS1 trials that are underway in different populations.